So the next, in some sense, final category in the Rambam is Matile Ema Latzibor. Again, we've been pointing out that the broader theme here is, you know, Kol Yisrael Yesham Chelik L'Mahab, but people that separate themselves from the Tzibor, that's more L'Chol HaTerakula, or people who attack the Tzibor spiritually, that's Megalophonim Batorah, that, or they attack the Tzibor literally, that's Moser, whether it's Dine Nefashos or Dine Mamanos, Machti Harabim, obviously a spiritual assault on the tzibor. So the last one is matilei emal tzibor shelo l'shem shemayim. Is the harod the tzibor bechazka behem yireim mefachtim imenu bekavanasu lichvod atzmo v'chol chafatzav shelo lichvod shemayim. In other words, kavod atzmo and not kavod shemayim. Kigon malchei ha'akum. So it's interesting. The avodas hamelach thinks that this is a completely separate din than what the Rambam records in Sanhedrin Chafei Aleph, which I'll read now. Aslo adam linhok b'sra'al al tzibor begasus haruach ben ava v'yira. V'chol parnas, notice the Rambam, but the Samael says, didn't say parnas back in Hilchos Tshuva, matil ema yisera latzibor shelo l'shem shemayim nenash. Here the Rambam says, ema yisera. So the Avodah Samael says, medayik, that we're talking about something different, because there was just matile ema al hatzibor, and then he says, v'chol parnas, now we have the introduction of parnas, hamatil ema yisera latzibor shelo l'shem shemayim nenash, v'noro lo ben talmid chacham, shenem alachein yireu anashim lo yira. So the Avodah Samelach wants to say it's completely separate dinim. One of them is a din in the Parnas, and the other one is a din, and as he says, Stam Bnei Adam, that are able to, project whatever it is, you know, a certain intimidation factor over people, but they're not necessarily communal leaders. So I think that these are, at best, very subtle diukim, and I would say the commonalities between the dinim actually prove that they're really talking about one and the same thing. After all, the term Ema, especially the term Shelo L'Shem Shemayim, I think the Makkeh Patish here is that the Rambam quotes a pasuk in Sanhedrin Chafei Aleph, Lachain Yireu Anashim, those who are feared by people, Lo Yira Kol Chach Melev, right, they're not going to see a Ben Tamid Chacham. This is taken straight out of the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Dav Yad Zayin Amud Aleph, and that Gemara begins, Shenit Nasnu Chiti Sam Beretz Chaim Erev Chista, Zeparnas hamatil ema yisera latzibor shelo l'shem shemayim. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. Kol parnas hamatil ema yisera latzibor shelo l'shem shemayim. No roba n'hamil chacham shenemar. L'chein yireu anashim lo yira kol chach melev. So it seems like the Rambam quoted that, you know, nearly verbatim in Sanhedrin Chaf Hei Aleph. But the beginning of that section of the Gemara is towards the top of that Amud. Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Minim, Masuros, Abikarsim, Kafir B'tar, Kafir B'tchiasimesim, Pirshim, Darche Tzibor, Natnu Chitisan, Be'eretz Chayim, Mishchatu, Ve'echtiva Sarabim, right? Yard in the Gehenna, Minidonim, Baladore Doros. The entire context of this Gemara is what the Rambam is talking about in Parag Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva. In other words, Elam Chelek Olam Haba. And the order here, you have Minim, you have Hapikorsim, you have the Kofrim, you have the Parshim, Darche Tzibor, you have the Mosrim, so the Machtiye Harabim. So I think it's completely clear from the Gemara that these aren't two separate dinim. There might be a little bit of an adjustment when you're talking about a parnas, who has to be matil, you know, some degree of ema. I think that would be the much better way to say it. But I think it's clear that, you know, what the Rambam is talking about in Parak Gimel are also people, you know, who are in a position to be rod at tzibor bechazka. And, you know, the fact that he compares them to malchei akum, right, I don't think it's just an issue of that they're acting l'chod atzma, lo l'chod shamayim. I think that the Rambam is talking about people in, you know, positions of authority. And so, you know, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, you know, there are some adjustments, and one can argue that that's a very particular formulation. But, you know, in broad strokes, I think that they're really one and the same din. And the entire point is there are some times when, you know, one needs to utilize fear, but it's all l'shem shamayim. Right, and there are, you know, other occasions, and this is like a Devar HaMasur Lalev, where a person can claim to be doing that, but what they're really doing is trying to advance, you know, their own standing, their own agenda. Hence, the Rambam says, "V'chavanaso l'chvod atzmo, v'lo l'chvod shamayim." You know, that's something that is really unforgivable, because, you know, to inspire fear in people, right, which is a very powerful emotion, as we know, even Yavin, you know. Fear is extremely powerful as a motivator. It's a very dangerous road to go down, and sometimes it's really necessary. You know, you have to tell a child that going running into the street without looking is an extremely dangerous thing to do, and you have to make that abundantly clear, because, you know, If they don't understand that you're not fooling around about that, you know, you could have a real tragedy. So sometimes you have to be matalema, but it's only, you know, in the context of, you know, the right motivation. So lo l'shem shamayim is completely unacceptable in this regard. And this sort of brings this entire section of the Rambam to end, of people who, you know, by virtue of their actions are, you know, separating themselves. Porish midarche tzibor, machtie rabi, matile imal tzibor, mosher mamon chaveiro, mosher chaveiro, etc. These are all mu'al cholatara kula, is lechvita veik ba'akum, people who cut themselves off in one way or the other from the tzibor, from Klal Yisrael, and therefore are left in an idonim, L'dorei doros.